What is the view of the Labour Party? Well, I've been speaking to Pat McFadden, Labour MP for Wolverhampton South East. I began by asking him what he thinks will happen next Tuesday when the Brexit vote is taken in Parliament.
Well, there is some speculation as to whether the vote will even happen at all. In the newspapers this morning, apparently some cabinet ministers thinking the Prime Minister should pull the vote rather than go down to defeat. I think if she goes ahead with the vote, I don't know of any political commentator on either side of the Irish Sea who thinks that she will win that vote. So one way or another, I do not think that the Prime Minister's deal or draft deal agreed with the European Union a couple of weeks ago is going to be approved on Tuesday.
You've stated publicly that you're opposed to this deal, that you'll reject it. But doesn't the deal deliver a lot of what the Labour Party wants? It keeps Britain close to the EU and the single market.
I think what the deal's done is it has exposed for a number of people the reality of what Brexit really stacks up to. Remember, this was sold as a great independence, taking control of everything while keeping all the bits of the European Union that we liked. And what the country's learned in the last 2.5 years, and you may say they should have known that beforehand, but what the country's learned in the last 2.5 years is if you're committed to having no hard border between Northern Ireland and the Republic, and you're also committed to keeping open the multinational supply chains that your manufacturing industry, your car industry, aerospace and so on are dependent on, then inevitably you end up having to stick to mostly the same rules as before Brexit, this common set of European rules. And that begs the question, what is the point of Brexit if you're sticking to the same set of rules and all you're doing is walking away from the top table where those rules are decided? And I think it's the realization of that that has meant that this deal has come in for such fierce criticism from people who voted both Leave and Remain in the referendum a couple of years ago.
But isn't there also a great risk with rejecting the deal? As the Prime Minister said, it would create more division and more uncertainty and all the risks that that would entail.
There are risks, and I think it's a fair question to say there are risks. And I've been an MP for about 14 years. I've been involved in politics for a lot longer than that. And I can't remember a time when the country had got itself into such a position as this. So yes, I accept there are risks, and I think every MP is very conscious of the responsibilities that we have as we approach the votes. But what I think is increasing, and where a dam could break, as it were, if the Prime Minister loses the vote on Tuesday, is the question of whether we still have to do this, or whether we should go back to the people and say, after 2.5 years, we now see what the reality of Brexit looks like. Do you still want to do this?
And is that where we're headed now? Because there's been a cross-party committee report published this morning which says the current deal offers no clarity. A Canada-style deal isn't viable. So what kind of a deal is viable? Are we looking at the possibility of a second referendum?
I think we could be. I think when you say what kind of a deal is viable, Brexit has always been a choice between what's the price and what's the point. And by that I mean a hard break with Europe, which would do huge economic damage to the UK and be very costly for the country. That's the what's the price Brexit. And that's the Brexit favoured by the right wing of the Conservative Party. The other kind of Brexit, which is partly where the Prime Minister's deal is heading, they do less economic damage, and that's not to be sniffed at, but they do beg the question of what's the point. I would say the share price of going back to the people and having a further referendum on this is increasing. If you ask me as of today, is there a majority in Parliament for that? I wouldn't say there was, but I think after Tuesday, things could look quite different if the Prime Minister's deal is rejected. And what seems like an impossibility now may well become possible then.
And if there was to be a second vote, what would the question be? Would it be to accept or reject the Prime Minister's deal, or would it be to remain in the EU?
Oh, I think you've got to have remain in the EU as an option there, because what we're realizing through the process of agreeing this deal and so on, and I say this as somebody who voted to remain, who's always regretted the Brexit choice, is that when we look at these deals, we realize none of them is as good as the deal that we've already got. And so I think it's a fair question to say to the public, do you still want to do this after 2.5 years of negotiation on this? And if they say, yes, we do, Brexit at any price, it doesn't matter about the nature of the deal, we have to leave, then okay, we all have to accept that. But I don't think it's an irresponsible question to say to the public, knowing what we know now, after 2.5 years of this, do we still want to go ahead?
That was Labour MP Pat McFadden speaking to me a short time ago.